was all right to have a meter, but nobody knew anything about meters. And nobody knew anything about that meter either. And there was no technology about e-meters at all. And the thing's usefulness was relatively small in that you mainly watched for the drop. That was mainly what it is. And we thought in those days that it registered clear if the tone arm was up what we now have as position six. It wasn't. A higher person went on the tone arm, why, the clearer they got. All sorts of wild superstitions were connected with this. And auditor's trouble with this original E-meter is it was too complicated. So I went over this with Matheson, redesigned it down, and got a meter. And by the way, you couldn't get a lot of PCs on the top of the meter, and you couldn't get some PCs on the bottom of the meter. It was below a lot of cases and above a lot of cases. You understand? It didn't get all cases, which was very embarrassing. And its sensitivity knob didn't go down low enough, or it didn't go up high enough. It was kind of wild. I got a refined meter built, finally, that was a bit better than that, but it was still too complicated, and I was going in the direction of simplicity, and Matheson built one with two dials, finally, and four knobs, and eight sensitivity controls, and I think there was a blue light on the side that told whether or not the PC had to go to the bathroom. Now, I just couldn't get him to build a simpler meter. They just had to be more and more complicated as meters. And he went off and started selling these to chiropractors, and then some chiropractor had invented a beep meter. And this beep meter is quite interesting, fascinating meter. They don't know about this, and even the inventor of it doesn't know about this, but any of you could make a beep meter turn on by looking at it. You touch it to a fellow's skin, and if he has a pain area there, the beep meter goes beep. It starts beeping. But any Scientologist who's had a bit of auditing, it never becomes quite so plain what auditing does to you as when you start fooling around with these electronics and try to get the guy off the street to do something electronically, and he just can't. And you ask any Scientologist to do it, and he finds that seems very usual to him. What's particularly notable in plant experiments in England, when I was putting meters on plants, I was trying to get the order of life, or the types of life, identified. Does the fifth dynamic, in other words, an entirely different type of life than the first dynamic, you know? Was the plants different than men and all that sort of thing? And I pretty well concluded they were all the same type of existence. That was my object of my study, and the English were making a lot out of it, and we had a lot of fun. And I finally found out that they were scared to death at the idea that tomatoes felt pain, and so on, and this made headlines all over the world. It was quite interesting that you can do anything as beneficial and helpful as the work of Dianetics and Scientology at large, and the newspapers publish as headlines that somebody's found out that tomatoes feel pain. It's something like advertising that Pavlova wears ballet shoes and then makes ballet shoes the reason why Pavlova's a good dancer or something. You know. Perfectly nutty. But I've always said the press isn't light-minded. I've always said it's no-minded. But they certainly made headway with this thing. And I noticed that reporters coming in there could touch the leaves of plants which were on e-meters and not get any reaction. In other words, the meter wouldn't react. They touch the leaf of a plant like this, and they could mangle it, and the meter wouldn't react. But a Scientologist could just practically look at a leaf on a plant and get a hell of a reaction on the meter. You got the idea? It's quite interesting. You're a bunch of electric eels. That's pretty obvious.